There's a story that we just saw and could not believe. It's all to do with a chap called Donal Norton, who's from Meath and did a good deed over the weekend. Donal, how are you?
Question one, is this really happening?
Yes, you are on the Dermot Day Show on Today FM.
You're telling me you had wings at the weekend and so did I, only you enjoyed yours. Is that it?
Yeah. So tell everybody what happened. Was it on Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon.
Okay, so where were you and what was going on?
It'd be really awkward if I said no now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. It'd be a short conversation. So did this all take place in your garden shed?
No, it didn't. No. Somebody out on the road hit the seagull. A seagull. Get a picture. It's a baby seagull, but it's quite big baby seagull, as I found out later.
Yeah.
And somebody had... somebody had fired a snack box out onto the road and the bird was eating the snack box, apparently, and then a car hit him.
Right.
And then a woman picked up the bird and then she sort of went, what do I do with it? And I was the idiot who went, I know... Actually, I don't know, but I'll do something with it.
So what did you do?
Well, you see, this is it. Now, look, before we start this conversation, just in case you think I'm one of these people who goes around saving the planet or saving birds and saving animals, I don't.
Well, you did.
And I had the most awkward conversation in my head over the next 5 minutes. Because I was nursing this bird back to life, right? And I was like struggling, going, oh, look, you're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine. Then the back of my head realized, do you realize that you were on your way down the town to put a deposit on Christmas turkey?
One of his friends.
Yeah, we're going to eat your distant cousin.
It gets worse. I'm having this argument in my head going, you're a bad man. You're going to hell. And as I'm petting him and he's starting to come around, then I realized, yeah, I'm going to get a pre-stuffed one.
Right, well, tell us about the seagull. At what point did he start to come back? And
well, he started to come back and I said, right, it was getting dark and I was going, look, I'm not going to leave you sort of hanging around out here because anything could happen to you. And he wasn't really sort of, he'd come around but he wasn't really on his own feet. So I said, right, I'll bring him into the shed. And I had him in a box and I have a Jeep in the shed and I put the box on the... I said, if I put the box on the bonnet of the Jeep, it'll be warmer and that'll sort of might help. And then he hopped out of the box and landed on my shoulder. And I'm like going, oh, wow, I'm sorted for Halloween next year. Pirates of the Caribbean, there we go. All I have to do now is just lose this leg and get a hook handle and I'm in business. Could be hard for answering the phone, but anyway... that was fine for about 5 minutes, and then he had the right idea going, I guarantee I could make it to the top of your head. And that's exactly what he did. And that was a unique novelty for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 10 minutes. And then it was getting, like, I'm still dying of the man flu. I'm just the other side of it. And that was possibly the reason why I picked up the bird in the first place, because I could say to the bird, you think you're bad, you got hit by a car, I got man flu.
Now, could you take him off your head?
No.
Why?
Absolutely not. There's videos on my Facebook, you'll see. If I move my head one direction, he sort of, it was like Pele on a football. He was just, he was ninja on staying on the...
So he'd freak out if you tried to move him off your head.
Exactly, yeah. Well, freak out from one end of him, and it wasn't his front end.
Oh, no.
So that was all landed on you.
Of that as well, yeah. Oh, there's great videos of that as well. See, what I was doing was, like, I was starting to panic at that stage, because, how many times have you been in this situation? Oh, no, not another seagull stuck at me head. What am I going to do? Oh, I'll Google this one.
Well, the number one thing you'll do, which is what Ivan and everyone else has been tweeting in about this since we said you were coming on.
By the way, my name is not Cliff.
There you go. That's you changed your name to Cliff.
Yeah.
So how long was he on your head for?
Over 3 hours.
What?
Yes. That's what I mean. I videoed this. I didn't video it as a going, oh, look at me, am I great? There were genuine videos of, help, I'm worried about this board, I'm worried about my head, I'm worried about my jacket, I'm worried about life in general at this stage.
Now, what's it like in terms, because people are quite afraid of seagulls because obviously they like to scavenge out of whatever you've got in your hands, and I know Dermot is plagued by them where he lives and he gives out about them all the time. Like, what's it like having, because they're big birds sitting on your head.
Yeah, you see, I only realised that when somebody sent me a picture later. I was like, because at the time I was thinking, like, you know these devices the Formula One drivers use around their necks, the hands device. I was thinking I could do with one of them because my neck was absolutely killing me.
Right.
But if I moved in one direction, the board would sort of move, reciprocate in another direction, and would balance up. So it was like being at the circus, only looking in the mirror.
How did you eventually get them off your head?
Well, that was it. Eventually, a call came in from Birdwatch.
Birdwatch Ireland?
Yeah, Birdwatch Ireland. That call was about... Oh, God. I actually had to FaceTime because they wouldn't believe it. They're going, yeah, you've got a board stuck in your head and your name's Cliff. No, I'm serious. I'm going, do you have FaceTime? Do you? Right, okay. There you go. I even at one stage rang my doctor.
What was he going to do for you?
I've no idea, but nobody else was doing. I had three vets who were friends, and all they did was make jokes. One of them actually named him.
What?
I was going to call him. It could be him or her. So let's go sort of Stevie in the middle. So it could be Stevie Nicks or Stevie Wonder. And he went, "Oh no, you have to call him Stephen." So why Stephen Seagull?
No surprise, are your mates.
So, where's Stephen now?
I just gave him his breakfast and he went back in underneath my Jeep.
Is that where he is right now?
Yeah, literally, I put up a video there about 10 minutes ago of him sort of having his breakfast and then wandering back in under the Jeep.
Right.
I'm sure he's going to fly today because I bought him a ticket on Ryanair.
Fair play to you, Donald.
Man, you should take over Dave's bad jokes on a Tuesday.
Donald, well, listen.
It's one of Dave's bad jokes, so thanks very much, Dave.
I'm sorry that you ended up with Stephen Seagull stuck to your head, but it's provided us with all manner of enjoyment this morning. And fair play to you for looking after the animal.
Yeah, well, didn't I know that when it was all happening that this is going, everyone is going to love this? Except one person on the planet. Who is the seagull?
If anyone wants to have a look at Donal with a seagull stuck to his head, all the pictures and everything and links to Donal's Facebook and everything else are up on todayfm.com. You can go and have a look now. Fair play to you, Donal.
You have a wonderful day today.
Right. You do. Try not to get a seagull stuck to your head. But see you later. Bye.
See, a snack box can do strange things to even birds. You know? We've all acted foolishly after a snack box.
Well, he wasn't a 3-in-1. He would never leave.